Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to join you this morning for our devotion time. Today, everybody just every so often needs a little help, and that's what we'll be talking about. It comes from Daniel chapter 6, verses 15 through 18. One night, my wife and I decided last minute to go to the beach with our kids for the sunset and a little swim. We weren't really prepared for what we were getting into. We did not bring towels, we forgot changes of clothes, or any snacks for the kids. As we watched the light fade from the sky, we made our way back to the car with two tired, wet little kids. Of course, we get to the car and we cannot find our keys or our cell phones. We searched and realized everything was locked in the car. Ugh. Nobody likes that feeling. I was trying to keep my cool, but I wasn't very happy. It was a long walk to find a phone. The kids, of course, weren't happy. We were all a little nervous, frustrated, tired, and hungry at this point. And after doing everything we could try on our own to figure out how to get in the car, we finally turned to God. We prayed, and within seconds, a man came up and offered for us to use his phone to call for help. He had no idea we were locked out of our car. He had showed up out of nowhere at the exact right time. He waited to make sure we got the help we needed and left before we could thank him or pay him back. God had intervened by sending him to help raise us up out of our situation. Now in Daniel, he was dealing with a dream that was draining him. And God sent the right help at the right time to pick him up. He was drained by this dream and vision and the overall experience that he was having, and he needed God to intervene. And God intervened through a simple touch. Sometimes it's things in real life, sometimes it's dreams, but the effect that different situations have on us mentally, emotionally, or spiritually take a big toll. What do you do when something like this happens to you? Do you run and hide? Do you hit snooze on the alarm and go back to sleep? Do you turn to distractions, kind of like video games or TV or social media or something else? Or do you turn to God? If you're in a spot like Daniel and you need God's touch, will you take a moment right now and tell him? Maybe just invite him into what's going on in your life so he can have the chance to reach down and raise you up. We were surprised when God sent someone to raise us up that night at the beach. But of course, that's just what God does. Thanks for joining us this morning. I hope you guys have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.